This is the Archer Institute blog, in audio. Today's article is called Why Students Don't Complete Online Courses and What Changes It. If you've ever started a course and quietly let it slide, this one is worth a few minutes.
And I think that question hits harder than it sounds, because it's not like people start with the intention of quitting.
Exactly. The article puts it plainly. The reason people stall is almost never the content. It's being left alone at the wrong moment.
Right. So paint me the picture. What does a typical stall actually look like?
You're doing the course in the evenings, around a job or a family. You hit a unit that doesn't click. Maybe a piece of legislation, maybe an assessment task you're not sure you've understood. You have a question.
And if there's no one to ask?
The question just sits there. The course slips down your list. A week becomes a month. And eventually you stop opening it. Nobody chased you because nobody was watching.
That's a bit confronting, actually, because I think most people who've done it would recognize that moment.
Yeah, and the article is really clear. That pattern has very little to do with how clever or committed you are. It's about whether help arrives before the momentum is gone.
Okay, so let's talk about the qualification itself, because I know some people wonder whether a cheaper course means a worse course.
This is a really important point. The qualification is the same wherever you study it. It's set nationally, built from defined units of competency, and delivered by a registered training organization. 10 students doing the same certificate four at two different providers are working through identical material.
So the content can't be what separates who finishes and who doesn't.
Right. The content is fixed. The difference has to be somewhere else. And that's the support around the content and whether anyone notices when you stall.
So what actually gets cut when a course is very cheap?
Almost never the qualification, because that's fixed nationally. What gets cut is the support. The people who answer, the follow-up, the assessors you can actually reach. You pay less and you get less of the thing that helps you finish.
And that's the hidden cost. You pay for a course, you don't finish it, you're no closer to working.
The article puts it this way. The cheapest option can end up being the most expensive one if you pay and never finish.
Ouch. Okay, so what actually changes the outcome? What does good support look like in practice?
A few specifics from the article. First, a real person who answers. When your question gets a same-day answer, the stall never sets in.
That's the thing, isn't it? Not a chatbot, not a contact form that takes days to get back to you.
Second, assessors with industry experience. Someone who has actually worked in real estate can explain a unit in plain terms and tie it to the job, so it makes sense in a real context.
Rather than just being abstract compliance content.
Third, follow-up that notices. If you've gone quiet for a couple of weeks, a nudge brings you back before you drift away for good.
And I imagine that nudge makes a huge difference. Sometimes all you need is someone to say, hey, where are you at?
Exactly. And then there's the study rhythm. The article says small regular blocks beat a single heroic weekend that never comes.
I think we've all planned that heroic weekend.
We have. The idea is to set a weekly rhythm, break units into chunks, and reach for support early rather than as a last resort.
So if someone is listening and they've started a course before and not finished it, what does the article say about that?
That the issue probably wasn't them. It was being left to figure it out alone.
That's actually kind of a relief to hear.
And the fix is to start the right way this time, with a provider who has real human support from enrollment to completion.
What does Archer do on that front specifically?
Nationally recognised qualifications, an Australian-based support team, real human support throughout the course, and follow-up so a quiet student gets a hand before they disappear.
So you're not just handed a login and left to it?
Not at all.
All right, what's the one thing a listener should do right now?
If you've been sitting on the idea of starting or finishing a real estate qualification, read the full article on the Archer Institute blog. It covers the cheap versus supported trade-off in detail and links through to practical tips on how to actually finish a self-paced course.
And if you'd rather talk it through with someone?
Call the Australian-based team on 1800 069 273. Archer delivers nationally recognised online and self-paced training, and there are real people on the other end who'll help you plan a path you'll actually finish.
Thanks for being here.
We'll see you in the next one.